going to call this meeting to order. Welcome to all of you who are here with us, and thank you for being here. Today is Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, and this is the combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency meeting for the City of South Jordan. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with these outstanding public servants that are sitting up here with me, our City Council and our administrative staff. Thank you to all of you who are here. We welcome members of the public who are here with us and those who will watch later. Thank you for being here with us. We're going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Jason McGuire.
Our dear Father in heaven, we come before thee with gratitude for the opportunity that we have to meet this evening. We're grateful to be able to participate in our form of government for the freedoms that we enjoy. We ask that blessing be upon this great city that will continue to move forward in a positive way and continue to be civil with one another. We ask that thou would bless us this night, that we may have clarity of mind and make the proper decisions for the items before us. And these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. The Pledge of Allegiance was supposed to be led by Councilmember Tamara Zander, and she has called in sick tonight and sends her regrets. So I will lead us in the pledge. If you would please rise. If the audience would rise and face the flag and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The audience may be seated. All right, item D on our agenda, we have the minutes from our June 6, 2023 City Council meeting that have been sent out for review. Does anybody have any questions, concerns, amendments about that, or is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Mayor, I don't have any amendments to the minutes, so I'll move that we approve the minutes of June 6, 2023.
Thank you. Mr. Marler, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes from the City Council meeting on June 6, 2023, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Okay, Mayor and Council reports. Get a little bit of an update about what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. Anybody like to go first?
Would you like to go first? Sure.
Thank you.
Mine's just an all Arts Council. Had an Arts Council meeting as the full council a couple of weeks ago. That was great. Excited to be able to have new members on the Arts Council.
Getting feedback or something.
I think we're okay now.
And then today had a meeting for the Arts Master Plan, and that continues to move forward with a lot of good community input. And yeah, look forward just to seeing that completed. But yeah, I feel like we have a great firm that's helping us put that together.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks so much. Anyone would like to go next? Go ahead.
We did not have any architectural review meetings since we last met. We've been working hard flipping the strip in my cul-de-sac, and I think I have just a handful of photos. Some of these are just what I would consider on my walks a beautiful photos of South Jordan one evening as I was walking along. This was actually, this was actually the evening of Flag Day, and I thought that was an appropriate end to a beautiful evening. And you can see where I've already added some of the soil to some of these slots. We're doing every other one, rock, and then you know, flowers, plants, rock flowers, plants, and so on. This is with my next door neighbor. So we've added the soil already. So maybe I'll bring that photo next time, but hopefully we'll get some rock pretty soon. And here's my my little 1 week old just last week.
Oh my heck.
I think that's it.
So sweet. Congratulations. Awesome. Okay. Mr. Harris, would you like to go?
Yeah. So I was out on vacation here for the past little while, so I haven't done anything in person. Did have quite a few interactions with our residents, made sure to stay in touch with them on the various needs that they've had, and been able to interact with the city staff on those, and they've been very responsive as well. So, and that's all I have.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Shelton?
Actually, you went golfing at EDC Utah.
Oh, I guess I did go golfing at EDC Utah. That's right. Important. That was the day after our city council meeting.
I happen to know that because I was there as well. I was and there with Mr. Priest and Mr. Naidu. And I have to say I'm grateful that the other golfers were there to help make up for the terrible round I had. That is really a hard golf course. You know? Lost a lot of golf balls there. And
it's always sloped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never standing flat when you hit the ball. You know, one leg's always higher than the other, or you're on some kind of a slope always. And so you hit a nice straight shot, and then it hits on the slope, and it rolls downhill, and it's just a mess. But anyway, there was some advertising for South Jordan going on, though, I think, there, because we had some South Jordan balls that we lost along the way, but and we weren't the worst scorer, but we were the second to the worst scorer, which I don't know if that means we're especially honest or we're especially bad, but you know,
usually that you were the honest ones.
Yeah. Anyway, it was an interesting experience and a fun time was had. Also met with the Association of Municipal Councils. That's council members from different cities around Salt Lake County. And oftentimes I feel like that meeting is an opportunity for Salt Lake County to sell us on what services they have to offer. But on this particular meeting, there was a discussion of impact fees and water meters, radio frequency water meters, and I got to show off our city's cool tool. Yeah, before I went to the meeting, I called one of your guys, Jason, and he got me all set up. And anyway, so I was able to show off our cool water meter thing and how it keeps track of the water that you're using and reports that back to you, and then talked about impact fees. And after the discussion about impact fees, I called Mr. Watcott and suggested that we should have a study meeting on different ways of public finance, and I think that's on the books. Looks like Dustin's making a note there, I was just thinking that with all the big projects that we have coming up, it'd probably be good for us to have a discussion about the different kinds of public finance tools that are available to us without having a developer in the meeting, hoping that we'll pick one or the other. So anyway, I think that will be coming. So those are the city things that I've done this last couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. And thanks for going to represent at EDC Utah. It's the first time I've missed that golf tournament since I've been mayor. And I, for the record, I never golf because I because I don't, because we would definitely come in last place if I was golfing. So I don't golf, but I got a fun text from some attendees that took a selfie with our team that was there in our tent. And,
good.
So that was really nice. Yeah.
I think we consistently have the best tent there every single year.
We do. I agree. Totally agree. And a lot of the attendees do too. So, thank you. So it's, it's been a busy couple of weeks for me too. I attended the National Association of Regional Councils in Detroit, Michigan, where I was able to speak and present to, as chair of Wasatch Front Regional Council, and I serve on Wasatch Front Regional Council as our representative, was able to go and present on our Urban Center project and our HTRZ project, and what a cool opportunity to get to do that. And then from there, made a quick hop over to Washington, D.C. for just 48 hours, where we were able to go and see our daughter complete her time in the Senate, working as a page for the Senate, and bring her home. And then took a red eye from there to Toronto for the American Waterworks Association Conference. So, you know, by statute and deliberately, on South Jordan City's part, the mayor represents our city on the water district. And so as a trustee of the water district, went to this conference, this AWWA conference. It was fantastic. It was actually really very good and a great opportunity to get to learn some things, become new technologies, talk to water experts. That's the group that we went with from Jordan Valley Water. And also to, there were more, a few more than that, but that was a group that we were with. And then, let's see, we had council mayor's meeting and the winter task force meeting on the winter overflow homeless shelter, which will be determined. We have to submit, as a Salt Lake County Council of Mayors, we have to submit our recommendation to the state by August 1st. So a lot of work happening on that. And wherever that ends up going, it'll be for the next 3 years. So a lot of work on that. Thank you. Let's see. Some of the pictures that you're seeing, I'm just speaking out of order from how these go. But we met, if you saw me standing at the podium that said Harriman City speaking, we had a Southwest Salt Lake Valley, Northwest Utah County meeting where we came together collaboratively with legislators, county representatives, local elected officials. We had some staff there, and Rio was there, and Larry H. Miller organization was there, UDOT was there, UTA was there, to talk about the growth in this region and what we're all doing and some of the solutions that we all think really need to happen, and have that really high-level collaboration. Attended this, you'll see Big League Utah. So it was play ball weekend that happened at every major and minor league stadium across America. Major League Baseball does a play ball weekend event. And this day I was able to join a couple of other elected officials and some team members from the Larry H. Miller Company at the Bees Stadium to speak to a whole bunch of softball players. So many, and a lot of them were little and they were darling. They were all ages, but these softball players that were excited to get to be out there, they had all of the university coaches across the state. They had Harriman High School softball coaches because they're the best. They had folks from ESPN. They had Olympians. They had some Bees players. They had some Angels players. And so that was really a treat to get to go and welcome them. And it was an honor because all three of those other elected officials represent Salt Lake City and the area where the ballpark currently is. And then I was invited to be there because they're coming here. And so what a treat that was to get to go be part of that. That was an honor.
I don't recognize the person in the middle there without those cowboy boots on.
I know. She doesn't look recognizable. I don't know where she got those shoes. She probably had to steal them from someone. I don't know. So, yes, you're correct. had the chance to speak to a couple of groups, including a large group of real estate agents today, about the growth and the projects that we're doing in South Jordan, things that are happening. Earlier today, attended with some of our staff, appreciated them taking the administration from the senior administration from Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District on a tour of our Pure Sojo project. I think that went really well. That was very well done. And now that we've wrapped up our initial year of collecting data for the state and try to move towards being able to do taste testing and more public outreach, I loved seeing the murals that are now on the walls. They've kind of finished the space, and it's awesome. So we all got to go see it again because it was really cool. It looks very nice, and it's well done. And actually, when I was in Toronto, walking through this big expo center, there's a bazillion people there from all across North America and Israel, I hear, Mayor Ramsey. And I went, what? Who here even knows who I am? What is that? And it was the architect from Carollo who had worked on our project. Oh, yeah. And we had a great visit about it. And I know the Weber Basin, he said they're bringing down the Weber Basin folks soon for a tour. Anyway, people are excited about it. It's going well. Had a meeting with, for the Point, things are going well there, moving full speed ahead. We had a board meeting for the Utah League of Cities and Towns, which continues to be busy, and we'll just keep you updated. And really, really proud to acknowledge, and before I acknowledge and turn some time over in case I'd like to speak, to announce a successful collaboration that finally came together in a yes vote, a positive vote, a collaboration that's been in the works and worked on and attempted for many years to be able to get funding to expand the pool at the rec center and to put in lanes. And this unique collaboration between our city and Salt Lake County and Jordan School District to be able to make this happen is so monumental. It will be so great. So as a reminder, we went in with a financial contribution and donated the land. The school district donated a financial contribution, and the county is covering the rest of the cost. And it will be owned by the county and used countywide by anyone who has a pass to the rec center, and also will allow a place for our swimmers from Bingham High School to not have to, eventually once these are done, not have to drive to Kearns at 4 in the morning to work out. And it'll be, anyway, it's a win. It's a win all the way around. So it's been a really great, very busy, but really great couple of weeks. So that is my report. And with that, I'd like to just point out and introduce, because we standardly do this, we have one candidate for the city council who's filed to run, who's here with us tonight. So Laurel Bevins back there has registered. She's filed as a candidate for District 2. Laurel, she's also on our planning commission. Thank you for being here. And we'd like to acknowledge Suzanne Harrison from our Salt Lake County Council. Thank you for being here. And Suzanne, see if there's anything you'd like to share. Is there anything you want to say? Yeah, you're welcome to.
Thank you so much, Mayor and Council. And I'm happy to wait for public comment if that's more appropriate.
Public comment is next, but we would love to extend the invitation to you as an elected official if there's anything you'd like to
say. Thank you so much, Mayor. I do. I just have a couple things. My name is Suzanne Harrison. I just wanted to introduce myself, say hello. I was very proud to vote for the expansion of the swim lanes for South Jordan. I'm really excited about that. I think it'll be a huge service and an asset, not just for this community, but for the entire county and for any kid that's getting up at 4 a.m. That just was heart-wrenching. So thank you so much for your work on that, South Jordan, and to this local school district. I really appreciate that. And I just wanted to, as someone who's newly elected on the council, just let you know that I'm here. I want to help serve our shared constituents. I'm an at-large member of the county council, and I'm committed to serving right beside you. And I wanted to specifically bring to your attention something that I was able to work on the county council just recently. I was able to get funding to create an insert that will go in every single notice of valuation mailing that goes to every property owner in the county. And the reason for this is the following. A lot of people are struggling right now with cost of living stress, and I'm sure you're hearing it from constituents. I'm hearing it as well. And this insert is to alert folks to the various programs that are available that the county offers for assistance programs, whether that's food, whether Meals on Wheels, or an assortment of other service and assistance programs that are available to folks. But also there's tax relief available to folks who may qualify. And there are a lot of people that may qualify for this relief but don't know that they qualify. So I'm here to ask for your help in getting the word out to folks that there are tax relief programs that they may qualify for, including circuit breaker help for rental relief as well for certain qualified folks that may be renters. So please watch for that in your notice of valuation. It'll go to every homeowner, property owner, but please help spread the word to renters, to folks that may be struggling in the community. And I just want to bring to your attention one of the websites. It's slco.to/tax relief for the specific tax relief programs, and then slco.to/assistance programs, where folks could maybe connect with an assortment of other services to help in this time of struggle for so many families. And again, please reach out to me if there's anything I can do to help serve our shared constituents. My name is Suzanne Harrison. Thank you so much. And thank you, Mayor and Council, for your service in the community. It's really great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for coming out to be part of the tour. As we made our pitch, you know, we were like, this is where it would be, this is what it would do, this is what it would look like. Thank you for being willing to come out and look at that, at the pool, to meet us at the rec center, to really take the time to be educated about what it is and why the ask has been there and why we've worked so hard on this for so many years, why we really know it matters. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you, Mayor, for your time and all that you do. And if there are events or things that you would like for me to try and attend, I would be honored to join you anytime. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, we are now going to open our public comment period of the meeting. If there's anyone here that would like to speak to the council in public comment, I might kind of forego my usual disclaimer just because I don't know how many people we have here who might be interested in speaking to the council in person. I'll just leave it at we are very proud of the level of respect and civil dialogue that we have here in this room, and you have our commitment to maintain that, and we ask the same of everyone here. So with that, I'll open public comment. If there's anybody here in person that would like to address the council, you're welcome to approach and give us your name. Oh, I was wrong.
We're surprised.
I did not know. Yeah. And what is he wearing?
For those who may not know who I am, Dan Ramsey, 5934 West, Firestone Circle. And I'll try to keep it civil, too. I just want to share my expression of thankfulness and gratitude to Gary Wyckoff, who is his last, I'm assuming this is your last city council meeting. And I just want to thank you personally for everything you've done for our community, for youth baseball, for championing our cause and making sure it's successful. Thank you very much. And again, I wish you the very best in retirement. Hopefully we won't miss you at the fields. But again, thank you very much for everything that you've done. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. I love that. Thank you. I didn't know he was coming to do that. Yeah, I love that. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak during public comment? Okay, is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, please turn on your camera. I don't think there is. Okay, thank you. We are going to close our public comment period, and I'm going to ask for a motion to amend our agenda tonight. We have a couple of things we need to add to it, a couple of resolutions.
Mayor, I'd be happy to do that.
Please.
Several here that we're going to change our action items G, and so I'll just kind of walk through. We're going to have actually five resolutions instead of just the one. We'll call G1 a resolution regarding resolution R2023-26 regarding public safety. Resolution, so this would be G2, resolution R2023-29. Which is appointing a member to the Arts Council. G3 will be the original resolution, which is R2023-28, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement. G4 would be resolution R2023-30, authorizing the mayor to enter into an employment agreement. And G5, another resolution, R2023-31, also authorizing the mayor to enter into an employment agreement.
Thank you. We have a motion to amend the agenda by Mr. Marler to cover some things that we need to add tonight. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Item G1, the new G1, is resolution R2023-26. And for this, I'm going to ask Mr. Gary Wyckoff and his wife, Pam Wyckoff, if they would please come down here and stand in front of the microphone. We'll have other people take some pictures for you. Yeah, look at how good they look. right? This chamber is not going to look the same without you here. We hope you'll still come sometimes. Yeah, he's like, don't bet on it.
I'm sure there'll be sometimes.
I hope so. We want to express our appreciation. And it's going to be hard, I think, for all of us to kind of get through this. Our appreciation to you for a lifetime of service to this city. And as such, it is my privilege to...
Recording in progress.
...of the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah. Naming our current public safety building the Gary L. Watcott Public Safety Building. Whereas the city designed and built a new public safety building in 2018 to support the police, fire, administrative courts, and emergency operation needs of the residents of the city located at 10655 South Redwood Road, South Jordan, Utah, 84095. And whereas the city may elect to name a city asset to formally recognize significant contributions and support given to the city by an individual or organization that enhances the quality of life and well-being for our community. And whereas Gary L. Watcott was instrumental in the vision, design, construction, and operation of the public safety building. And whereas Gary L. Watcott started his 44-year career in public service as a police officer, served in a dual police fire role in public safety, served the community as a firefighter. And whereas Gary L. Watcott served as the first full-time firefighter for the city of South Jordan and was appointed as the city's first full-time fire chief from 1993 to 2003. And whereas Gary L. Watcott has continued his dedicated service to the residents of South Jordan in various administrative roles for over 20 years, including being appointed as the city manager 9 years ago. And whereas the city council desires now to recognize Gary L. Watcott for his more than four decades of steadfast public service, his longstanding commitment to public safety, his vision and leadership to lead the community through its rapid and continued growth, and exemplary professionalism and integrity. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah. Section 1, the public safety building located at 10655 South Redwood Road, South Jordan, Utah, 84095, shall be named the Gary L. Watcott Public Safety Building. Section 2, effective date. This resolution shall become effective immediately upon passage. This is a resolution of the mayor and council for the city of South Jordan, and we want you to know how much we love and appreciate you. And it's hard to find a way to honor a lifetime of service and everything you've done for our community.
Thank you.
We acknowledge the sacrifice that your wife and your family has made for you to be able to do what you've done for the city. This is a recognition that you both deserve, and it's our honor to bring this resolution forward. So I actually have to ask for a vote, and then once it's official. So is there a motion to approve Resolution R-2023-26?
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve the motion as you have read it.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Congratulations.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for recognizing a portion that often gets left out, and that's the support of your family. Particularly this lady right here. Can't tell you how many countless birthdays, Christmases, other holidays that she had four small children by herself while I worked at the fire station or worked graveyards or afternoon shift. And those are the people that really sacrificed not having their dad or their husband at home because I was having fun, actually. Enjoying the work that I was tasked to do. It's it's kind of hard to believe that I'm at this stage of my life. You just kind of wake up one day and it's over. And you wonder how you got there. The time goes by fast. I remember why I wanted to become a firefighter. I saw an ad in the paper, and they were asking for people to join. And I barely moved to at the time I lived in West Jordan, and we were newlyweds and been there a few years. And I don't know, I had an overwhelming feeling that I needed to serve the public and to be involved in my community. That's really what it was about. I had a great job, I thought at the time. I wasn't looking for employment. It just was the idea of giving back to the community that you live in and doing something worthy, it seemed like. And lo and behold, here I am 44 years later and dedicated my whole life to working in small towns. You know, I worked at West Jordan when it was pretty much, you know, just barely growing and kind of got past that point and then came over here and started over again in a really small town. And could send up here and, you know, tell you a lot of fun stories about that. But those early years were interesting and challenging and fun. But mostly they were forgiving years for a young professional grinding your way through a job that was challenging. And I made a lot of mistakes, but it was somewhat forgiving at that time, and I was able to get through that. But it's been a unique opportunity to be on the ground floor, if you will, of building a community. That's been fun. And obviously, I've had different roles and different parts of all of that, and it's been exciting, fun, challenging, hard, filled with anger sometimes and not very happy times, but in all, it's been a wonderful experience. For myself, professionally, I've grown tremendously working at South Jordan and been tutored by so many. And, you know, see all these wonderful people right here. Jim Collins said it in Good to Great. You know, have great vision, but if you don't have great people, it's pretty much meaningless. And we've always had great people here at South Jordan, and those are the people that I've stood on their shoulders, and they've carried me and helped me through it. And particularly, you know, people that aren't here today, like Melanie Edwards, who basically runs the place, certainly make sure I get to the right meetings at the right time. And people like that are in a cubicle somewhere, or riding on a truck in the middle of the night. Those people are the ones that make us all look good, and they're out there. And I appreciate those kind of people every day. They're the ones that really deserve a lot of praise for my success and the others. So, I can honestly say this, though. I don't think real public service is something you can measure by value or money. It's measured by sincerity and integrity. And I can tell you that that's the way I've always approached my job. and almost to the point that I felt like an obligation to ensure that our public felt like they could trust us as public servants, and that their hard-earned tax dollars were used appropriately and in the right places and for the right reasons. And I really feel good about that part of my service. So what an honor to have that building. Named. It's such a privilege. I know we don't do that very often.
This will be the only building in the city named after anyone that the city owns.
For so many reasons, you can't get public safety out of my heart. And well, those were good years. And I probably had the funnest time, Chief, not as the chief, but riding that tailboard, being out there serving people. It's been one of the greatest honors and privileges. And I'm sure you could relate to that. Driving a squad car around the middle of nowhere, the graveyard shift out here, can you imagine? Those days, a lot of chasing wild animals and domestic ones, horses and cows. I felt like a wrangler most of the time instead of a policeman. But anyway, it was a lot of fun in those days. But thank you. Thank you for this honor. And thank you for the public for allowing me to serve and be here, and for you to let me work for you. I've never met a finer group of elected officials than yourselves. The way that you recognize those who work for you and the way you treat people, you are really great examples of elected officials. And I admire you for your dedication and trying to always do what's right. I know you represent districts and you get a lot of pressure, but one of the things I've always admired about this group is that your willingness to look at the big picture and do what's overall best for the community. And you've done that very well. But thank you once again. It's been an honor and a privilege to be part of this. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council, so much. I just have to say that. Watching the journey that he's taken with the different jobs that he's had in city government, he really does know all of what it's about. And I just watched him pour his heart and soul into this city. He just loves all of you guys, all of the people he works with. And he just loves working here.
I have. Well, we moved our family here. After I got here and saw what it was about, I went, this is the place. I'm staying, moving here. So
every building, every fire station, everything. We drove past the public safety building the other day, and he just made the comment, I just love that building so much. He loves all that he's helped to do in the city. I can promise you that. Thank you.
Thank you. It is a bit outside of protocol, but we like to break the rules every now and then. If you would please join me in a round of applause to thank them, and then we'll go take a picture with the Watcons.
Thank you.
When we are ready to put the new lettering and the new naming up on the building, we'll have a little celebration. We'd love to have you have your family come and celebrate with us, and we'll make it a deal. And in case anybody is not aware, that we look forward to celebrating this retirement next week.
Yes.
Next week at an open house. So we'll have a separate little celebration when we officially put the name up, which is now effective now. The name takes effect now. The letters will come soon. Okay. Okay. Let's go down and take a picture. If you've learned one thing about me in the last 6 years, what would that be?
Thank you so much.
Let's shift this way just a little bit, so we'll scooch that way. All right. I'll take about 20. 51. 3, 2, 1. Gotta be vertical. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Really stressed out your whole day. We got a lot to do.
What are you doing in there? I thought we were having a meeting.
I know, we missed our last meeting.
The G space was pretty priceless when we said we were going to have a resolution about public safety.
I didn't know.
It was a little shock when we said public safety.
We couldn't get the hand.
Okay. We're going to move forward. Item G2 is Resolution R2023-29, appointing a member to the Arts Council. We'll turn to our Director of Recreation, Janelle Payne, for that.
All right. Well, hopefully there won't be any tears with this one. But you guys had the opportunity to meet with Ms. Marlene Teeter during the study session. She's an applicant for the Arts Council, and as you know through our introduction earlier this evening, that she has participated throughout the city arts programming so far. She's an artist in the community and very passionate about giving back to the community, and because of that, we recommend her for appointment.
Thank you. Had a good meeting with her earlier. Is there a motion to... Where's her name right in front of me?
Marlene Teeter.
Marlene Teeter, yes. Is there a motion to add, Marlene Teeter to the Arts Council?
Well, I suppose since she's my appointment that I should make that motion, Madam Mayor. Do I have the resolution correct? R2023-27, is that?
Dash 29. Yes.
Okay, so I move that we approve resolution R2023-29, appointing Marlene Teeter to the Arts Council.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? All right, all in favor of appointing Marlene Teeter to the Arts Council, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Janelle, if you would please let her know and congratulate her for us. Thank her for her willingness to serve. Thank you. All right. Item G3 is the resolution formerly known as G1. Resolution R-2023-28, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement for the Home Investment Partnership Program for federal fiscal years 2024 through 2026. We are excusing Mr. Mann tonight and going to turn to Mr. Naidu.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Mr. Mann has some family emergency and couldn't be here. Grateful for all that he does representing our city as part of the member of the consortium. The resolution before you today is to renew our partnership agreement with the consortium, and it's made up of a couple of cities, West Valley, South Jordan, West Jordan, Sandy, Taylorsville, with the county being the lead, meaning they're the one who manages or administers the program. A while ago, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago, when HUD allowed us to form a consortium, so that, you know, because at that time, cities like us, you know, we did not qualify for those fundings, and so the goal was to consolidate or combine multiple different jurisdictions so that we could collectively qualify for those fundings and maybe do some projects, home-related projects in our community. And South Jordan's, if we were to go alone, the portion that we would have received from HUD would have been really small, very small. But the administrative burden would be huge. So therefore, at that point in time, we decided to be part of the consortium. And I think the county, with a couple other cities, we've been doing quite a good job, good things for the community. So it is our staff's recommendation, Mayor, that we sign this agreement to continue to be part of the consortium.
Thank you. Thank you. This is something, as was mentioned, we've been a part of for quite some time, and as a result, we get more funding and more opportunities by being part of this consortium. So I'm going to ask if there is a motion on Resolution R-2023-28, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement for the Home Investment Partnership Program for federal fiscal years 2024 through 26.
Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2023-28, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal cooperation agreement for the Home Investment Partnership Program for the year 2024 through 26.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, item G4, we have a resolution R-2023-30, authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Dustin P. Lewis for employment as the city manager. So what a tender day this is. What a monumental and bittersweet day this is. I have a resolution here that we're excited about, and we're going to miss Mr. Watcott terribly. And Mr. Lewis has put his name at the very top of that list of people who are going to miss Gary around here. That being said, we are very excited to have someone so good, a professional so good, who has trained and been mentored and worked and developed his skills for many, many years, who is perfectly suited and very well prepared to become the new city manager for the city of South Jordan, to help move our fast-growing city forward and to keep us moving in the right direction. We are very excited about that and appreciate Mr. Lewis for his years of service already and for the many years we hope to get from him as our new city manager. We want you to know that we have utmost confidence in you and your ability to lead this team, this staff, who respects you greatly, and we join them in that and as a city council, as the elected body to represent the residents of the city of South Jordan, have full faith in your abilities to lead us forward and appreciate your willingness to do that. So with that, I'm going to call for a vote on this motion and see if you have anything you'd like to say. Okay? All right. Can I get a motion on resolution R2023-31 authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement? 30. Oh, sorry, 30. I am in the wrong. You guys, I have a lot of papers up here. Hold on. You're still on 30. Sorry. Yeah. And I don't even see it. It's an agreement to hire Dustin Lewis as our new city manager is what it is. R2023-30. Is there a motion on that?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R2023-30.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of resolution R2023-30, authorizing the mayor to enter an agreement with Dustin P. Lewis for employment as the city manager of the city of South Jordan, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Lewis.
It's weird to hear my full name. Usually that's my mom yelling at me for something.
Oh, here it is. Here's the right one. Sorry.
Thank you. It is a sad day and a happy day all at the same time, since I've known about this for about a year now. I can't say that I always looked forward to it, because it meant that... one of my very best friends would be leaving at the same time. But thankfully, he's been a great mentor. And we've spent the last 7 years getting ready for this transition. So I'm looking forward to it. We have an incredible staff. I've told them all that I wouldn't do this unless they all agreed to stay on and be part of the team to keep us moving forward. And I'm looking very much ahead to all the great things that we have going and all the great things that are yet to come and that are in the hopper and that we're working on, and looking forward to be part of your team. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's
great. Thank you. That sounded to me like a decree that there's a moratorium on retirement and no one's allowed to retire for a while.
Yeah, we're introducing a new resolution. I would accept that motion to put a moratorium on retirements.
Yeah, yeah, no problem with that. I'm sure Mr. Lewis could write us something up quick. Yeah.
Wouldn't stop anything.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Item G5, resolution R2023-31, authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Ryan W. Luce for employment as city attorney. This is not a new hire. Mr. Luce has been our city attorney for some time. He's been here with the city 16 years? 17 years with the city. And we appreciate very much his expertise and the way he leads the legal department, and also... now has taken on government relations as well, and he's doing an excellent job, an outstanding job. So we appreciate Mr. Luce very much, and I think that no retirement situation applies to you too, just to be clear. That being said, is there a motion on resolution R2023-31?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve resolution R2023-31.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of approving resolution R2023-31, authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Ryan W. Luce for employment as the city attorney, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? You're still here. And he has not even quit, despite the many pictures he's found himself in, which he hates. So thanks. Thank you. Grateful to have you here. All right, item H, we have a public hearing.
Mayor, before you go there, could I make a comment?
Yep, please.
Thank you. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything, but, you know, I work with these two gentlemen every day.
Mr. Lewis and Mr. Luce. And actually was part of both of their hirings. I'm going to take credit for
well
it because
there's
no one else here to dispute it, for one. But quite frankly, I'm just really pleased that we have the kind of professionals that we do here. We're just so fortunate to have the kind of amazing staff that we have. But these two people I work on a regular basis almost daily, and I can just tell you that they're both people of integrity, the kind of people that you want to work with side by side. And they're not afraid to carry their weight. And even that, they're willing to carry the weight of their friends and others. They have to. They're that kind of people that will go the extra mile, and they don't expect anything else for it. So you're in good hands. And despite all the things I've told Dustin, he's going to do fine. And he's going to be a wonderful mentor to many of these people as well. So I'm just happy that I'm actually leaving it better than when I found it. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have anything you want to say?
One thank you. It's funny for me because I actually went to Bingham and grew up around here. So when Carrie talks about horses and animals and stuff, that was all that was here. A few people remember the Hungry Jacks that used to be on the corner where the Smith's gas station is now. But some of us do. So thank you for the opportunity to continue in this position. And two, this is something we've talked about. I know Mayor and I and Dustin and others have. Mr. Watcott won't be completely gone. He's doing some side consulting, and we're retaining him as one of our consultants in a role. So you'll see him every now and then, and we get to continue to order him around at our leisure. So if you have any special product, if you need lunch delivered, anything, just let me know. We'll make sure that happens.
Awesome. We appreciate your willingness to continue to work on a contract basis with us on some of the things that we're working on, and to continue to bring your expertise and institutional knowledge to help us get to the finish line on some things. Thank you.
There are frankly a few huge projects that the institutional knowledge and resources, for instance, I think Gary's the only one that was even remotely involved with the original Daybreak development agreement from staff. I know Mr. Marler was here from council. That is still here, and as we enter into that with Rio Tinto and the new annex property and projects like that, it's good to keep that knowledge and to use it. So,
yeah.
But we can do lunch if you need it.
Thank you.
Mayor, I don't know if you'd entertain a few extra comments from...
I absolutely would.
...from the council. At least I would like to chip in and personally thank Gary, who's leaving, but doesn't sound like going very far. I was actually on the Planning Commission and on the City Council when Gary was still called Chief Watcott, which is hard to believe, but he was our fire chief back in those days. And frankly, I only heard good comments then, and I've only heard good comments since. And worked many, many years with Mr. Watcott, and every one of them was very pleasurable. Thank you, Gary, for your service. I really appreciate it. It's been quite an odyssey having you here, working with Rick and a lot of other people, but now having worked with you the most is just great. So thank you, and I want to also mention Mr. Lewis and Mr. Luce as well. I couldn't have more confidence in these two great men and great servants. And frankly, I feel that way about every one of our directors and our major staff here in the city.
It's rare to none that I ever hear anything other than just wonderful comments about our staff, and I think that that's credit to each one of you individually, and also to those who are leading them. You know, Gary and Dustin and Ryan and all the rest of you that are here. I couldn't be happier. I'm not going to be here long, as we all know, and so
I just approved a moratorium on retirement. That okay. includes you.
Yeah, well, that's not happening, as we know. But so I feel like the city is in unbelievably great hands, and so thank you, Gary, Dustin, Ryan, and all of you for all your service and all you do. I had to say that. I couldn't leave the meeting without saying that, Mayor. So thank you. So
I was going to leave this part maybe for the end, but it's perfect timing now. If anybody else has anything you'd like to say, or you can wait till the end, or whatever you want to do.
I'd like to say something, Mayor.
Go ahead.
So when it comes to the council, I'm still the new kid on the block. Me and the mayor came on at the same time, and you know, shortly after you're elected, you're like, what on earth did I get myself into? And it didn't take long after meeting Gary to know that he truly loves the city, that he wasn't making decisions just to kind of, you know, out of pride or anything like that, but out of what was best for the city. And when I think about you and your relationship to your position as city manager, that it wasn't just a job that you came to. It was coming to give service every day. And so thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please.
I look at, you know, South Jordan City, and we compare it to any other cities that are something special here in our city. I mean, our city did not evolve this way by accident. And there's been critical people that have been in positions to be able to get our city to where it's at. And Gary, you are one of those critical pieces, you know, to get our city to where it is. You know, it's, you know, no matter where I go, if people say, where are you from? And I tell them South Jordan, I mean, immediately it's very, the most positive comments. You live in a wonderful city. Even when we're at the Utah Leagues of Cities and Towns, and people are like, oh, you're with South Jordan City. Wow, you're very, you know, they, and a lot of it is they know how well our not only just how well you run it, but how well your staff, who've been under your leadership, you know, run this city and have such a wonderful team. People recognize that. It has truly been recognized. And I look at the things that have been done so far, and I look at the things that we have or we're positioned right now for the future things moving forward. And the spot that you left us in for, you know, where we have things, just amazing things here in the future. I am so grateful that you have done an A-plus job in mentoring, you know, not just Dustin, but others, you know, in this organization to be able to take the ball and continue, you know, to run with it. You've done just a fabulous job. So I want to thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I recall after I was elected first time, roughly 10 years ago now, learning that the city council and the city staff were headed in completely opposite directions, and there was a lot of contention, not just on the council, but between the council and the staff. And I was so disheartened as I began to grasp the situation, you know, and the previous city manager was shown the door, and there was that long period of time where Gary was interim city manager and the selection process and so forth. The thing that was so important to me at the time is that the new city manager really figure out how to line up the staff and the city council, get it all in alignment. Because it was not, near as I could tell, you know, from a brand new outside guy's look at things. And what a masterful job you've done. My blood sugar's already been low, so you're just going to have to put up with it. But really, I think, brought this city back from the brink of a serious mess. I can't say disaster. I suppose we would have figured out how to get along and make it work. But really, you led the charge of helping the staff understand their role of moving in the direction that the city council wanted to go. And I know that hasn't always been easy. I'm astonished, honestly, at the caliber of people that are willing to put up with elected officials, you know. 'Cause it's got to be a serious special problem sometimes. Yeah. I know it's a serious problem sometimes, and I know I've brought those problems sometimes, and I'm grateful for your patience and for your leadership for me, for helping me to see the bigger picture, rather than the little irritant at the moment. Anyway, there's no doubt in my mind that the most important vote I've made in the whole time I've been here was for Gary Wetcott to be manager of South Jordan City. Now, I've also had the great opportunity to work with Dustin, and I remember Gary telling me somewhere along the way that how smart he thought Dustin was, and I can vouch for that. And we had a meeting with Dustin earlier, and it was just clear again how brilliant he is, and I have great confidence, Dustin, that you'll carry on and put your own mark on this great enterprise that we're involved with. So I appreciate that, and I also appreciate working with Mr. Luce and the relationship that we have and the perspective that I get from you on political stuff that's driving me crazy at the moment, you know. So anyway, I love working with you all and all of the city staff. Terrific people, really. And it's one of the great privileges of my life, being an elected member of this body and serving with good people and staff that's just really the envy of the whole state. So thank you so much.
I don't know if I can express how I feel, because it won't be cute. It's not cute. Just know how much I appreciate you. What a privilege it's been for me to get to serve with you, to learn from you. You've become one of my best friends. It's been an honor to be mentored by you. And I just appreciate all you've done, more than I can say. So we're going to miss you a lot around here. And I'm excited to get to still see you in other capacities, and grateful for opportunities that we'll have to still rub shoulders. And that's short-lived, though, because I roll off the board this fall, and that will be weird. I'll see you on the hill, and I'm grateful for the small head I was able to have and trying to help make sure that the state could benefit from your expertise. So, anyway, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And Dustin, we are ready to hit the ground running. We're going to keep doing big things around here. Truly, I'm excited. And thank you. Besides the fact that he hates being in pictures, I don't know what I would do without Mr. Luce. Thank you for that. And along those lines, you know, because this is an amended agenda, nowhere does it say roll call vote, but I really probably should have done the vote for the city manager as a roll call vote, because it's the first and last and only time I get to vote, and I didn't even vote.
You want to recall it?
I think we need to do that again, and yeah. So I'm going to ask, because I've never voted before, ever. And the whole entire time I've been here, I've never had the opportunity to vote. But because of how the statute is written, this is the only thing I get to vote on. And I didn't make a note to myself. It should have been a roll call vote. We just didn't think of that until after. I'm like, oh, that probably would have been a good idea.
Is that an actual motion, Ryan, where we recall, not recall.
Tell us what to do. We
recall within 5 minutes.
And then just go down the list.
Yeah, just, this is.
The resolution is passed, but from a ceremonial standpoint, I think it's perfectly appropriate.
It should have been done that way at first. Everything is legal and fine and binding, but...
And from a public standpoint, the mayor votes in case of a tie, and we just haven't had ties.
We just never have had one.
Where we had a council member missing in the tie, or when the city manager or city attorney is appointed, removed or appointed.
Okay. So, would you please lead us in a roll call vote on 2023, 30, and 31?
All of us.
Yes. Even 31 for me?
Yeah, it's both positions.
Okay. Twice. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
So,
okay. I'm just saying, right? If somebody ever wants to go back and check my record, I don't have one. So, this is going to give me a record. It's good.
So, for resolution R 2023, 30, motion was by McGuire. Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
And Mayor Ramsey?
Yes. Ha. Yeah. You people who just take for granted that you get to vote all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for resolution R 2023-31, motion was by Harris, Councilmember Harris.
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton.
Yes.
Councilmember Marler.
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire.
Yes.
And Mayor Ramsey.
Yes. Thank you. I do think those are the most monumental votes I could have the opportunity to be part of ever anyway. So thank you. And all the rest of them you guys can have.
That was okay. The majority.
Yeah. Super thank majority. You. That's right. Right, and just so it's clear to those that are here, the way the ordinance and our statute is written, that it does have to be by a supermajority, 4 of the 6, and it does include the mayor in these. So, but we're unanimous, and Mrs. Ander is really sad that she can't be here tonight. She's fully supportive. She's all on board. All right, very quickly, item H1, we have a public hearing on resolution R2023-27, amending the fiscal year 2022 through 2023 budget for the city of South Jordan. The appropriation authority shall apply to the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2023. Mr. Naidoo.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. I'm certain and positive that none of you will be shedding tears on this resolution. So we are...
By you might.
We are at the end of the fiscal year, just wrapping up our budget. I would like to just make some amendments and adjustments to wrap up the budget and balance it before the close of the fiscal year, so we are not in red or negative and capture some of those costs and revenues needed to balance the final budget. So that's what it is in front of you today, adopting the final budget for the fiscal year 22-23. A couple of major changes due to increase in costs. Some of those costs were related to the services that we provide, such as building permit, cost of doing businesses related to building permits. If we issue more permits, we incur more costs. So this kind of counters revenues and expenditures. So we are at the beginning when we set the budget, we projected what that revenue may be, and we surpassed those revenues. Therefore, cost increases too. So we're balancing those. Some of the same thing with the cost of ambulance fees. We provided more ambulance services, therefore the cost increased. So our revenues were there, just balancing it. Other than that, there are some minor changes. One of the biggest changes, I would say, would be in the water fund, where we are reflecting $1 million in increase in revenue, followed by expenditures of the same amount. Mayor and council, you guys have worked hard to get the grant for the reuse project. The state requires us to show the encumbrance, how we're going to use those funds. Even though we have not received the funds yet, we were required to give them a plan as to how we spend those money. And so, therefore, it shows up in the budget as encumbrance. Other than that, everything else is just not as big of a changes, unless you, Mr. Shelton.
You anticipated all my questions. You really did good.
I know Mr. Shelton for quite some time too. So, but if you have any other questions, I'll be happy to answer or after the public hearing.
Thank you. All right, we're going to open the public hearing on Resolution R-2023-27, amending the fiscal year 22-23 budget for the City of South Jordan. The appropriation authority shall apply to the fiscal year ending June 30, 2023. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak? Is there anyone online that would like to speak? Okay, seeing none, we will close the public hearing and turn to the council. If anybody has any questions for Mr. Naidu, or if there is a motion on this resolution.
Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2023-27, amending the fiscal year 2022-23 budget for South Jordan City. The appropriation authority shall apply the fiscal year June 30th, 2023.
Thank you very much. Mr. Merler, is there a second?
I'll second the motion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any additional discussion? Could I make a comment with that, please?
Thank you. I just, I really do appreciate the effort that you and your team have put into making it easy for me to read and understand what's going on and summarizing it in such a way that I didn't have to read hundreds of pages to come up with my list of questions. So anyway, your work is very appreciated, and I think it's terrific. I have to say, I would like to somehow do some kind of summary thing like that on CIP as well. Projects, if somehow we could, I don't know, maybe we say something like, hey, we're this far in this project and anticipate this much more or whatever. And I don't know how hard that would be to do, honestly. Maybe it's Maybe it's too much work. I don't know, but I'd love to kind of have a handle on where those big dollar CIP projects are and what's left to be done with them.
Yes. Yes, the CIP projects, there are so many different projects on the books right now, multi-year projects, and, right. and the council approves the budget. We start the project, and it rolls on year after year after year. And so for this particular sitting, it's a whole lot of information than we could go, I think, in this setting. But I think, you know, when we meet as a council meets at a strategic planning meeting, mm-hmm. When we talk about that would be a good place for us to bring the list of all the projects that's in the book, what stage they are in, the budget, what's the remaining budget.
Yeah, that's
and we have that summary, and that's our goal to talk through a CIP project at that time.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
And Don, I was going to tell you, Don Tingey's group and those that are working with him, Katie Olson and Abby, yeah. they've been working very hard on this very issue that you're talking about. So at any time we can look at any project and understand exactly where we are financially on the project. Good. So I think they're really close to having all that almost ready to go. So in the coming years going forward, we'll always have that rolling, and we'll be able to talk about that anytime you want and bring it forward.
Oh, that's great.
And
I love that.
We've been working on that for a while to get to that point, and Abby has done a really great job of starting to put that together. So I think we're there just well. About really. Yeah.
That's great. And I hope you don't have a sense that I'm diminishing my appreciation for the summary that you put together, because I thought it was brilliant. Thank you. That's all I had there.
Thank you. Any other questions? No? All right. If not, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead us in a roll call? Did you have something where you wanted to add? Okay. Would you please lead a roll call vote?
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, I'll now ask for a motion to recess City Council meeting and move us into the Redevelopment Agency meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I don't care.
I don't know who all said it.
Did you say second?
Two of you said it at exactly the same time.
I'm sorry. I said it.
Give it to Jason.
I didn't hear both of you.
It's in stereo.
Simultaneous. Yeah.
Okay, right. We'll give the motion to Mr. McGuire, and the second this time to Mr. Marler. All right, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Welcome to the Redevelopment Agency meeting for the City of South Jordan. We have a public hearing, item H2, resolution RDA 2023-03, amending the fiscal year 2022-2023 budget for the Redevelopment Agency of the City of South Jordan, Utah. The appropriation authority shall apply to the fiscal year ending June 30, 2023. We will turn to Mr. Naidu for this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. There's only one change in the RDA budget related to the Merit Medical project. Part of when the expansion was granted, part of the local agreement is that all the taxing entities will get a certain percentage of the increment. South Jordan City is one of the taxing entities, so we are recognizing $82,000 of that increment coming into general fund for general government purposes. That's all it is.
Great. Thank you. All right, I'm now going to open the public hearing on resolution RDA 2023-03. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Is there anyone online that would like to speak? Okay. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and turn to the board to see if there are any questions for Mr. Naidu. All right. Seeing none, is there a motion on resolution RDA 2023-03?
Madam Chair, I'll move that we approve resolution RDA 2023-03.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Mr. Shelton, any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead this board in a roll call vote?
Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. McGuire?
Yes.
And Mr. Marler?
Yes.
Excellent. That passes unanimously. Thank you. I will now thank you. Sunil, we appreciate you and your team and everybody who's worked so hard on this. I'm now going to ask for a motion to adjourn the redevelopment agency meeting and return us to our regular city council meeting. Can I get a motion?
So moves, Mayor, Madam Chair.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Welcome back. We are now back to the city council meeting for the city of South Jordan. And our last agenda item, staff reports and calendaring items. We've got a few calendar items coming up, and I'm going to turn to Mr. Lewis first for staff reports.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you had a couple of items on your calendars. The first being the ribbon cutting grand opening ceremonies for the splash pad. That will be on the 28th at 10 a.m. Looking forward to having all of you join us. As City Manager Watcott mentioned, we got to tour that facility earlier today, and it is fantastic, and it will be a very popular spot in our community. The following day, on June 29th at 3 p.m., will be Gary's retirement party. We are planning to have a very good time and hope all of you will plan to join us for a couple hours that day. Then on June 30th, as Gary desires to ride off into the sunset, some of us are going to have a ruck. So if you would like to come ruck with Gary and see a few sites, you're welcome to come join us.
That's how we're celebrating.
Well,
carrying a 40-pound backpack.
I'm the only one that can tell him to ruck off. And
it's awesome.
He doesn't know the route yet or what's entailed, but it'll be a good time.
Are you getting one of those backpack carriers for Gary? And you'll just.
If I have to pack him the last mile, I am willing to do it.
Will this be an audio tour with him telling stories along the way? Because he has some good stories.
Will be stories told. And you might
like 25K or what are we talking about?
Right, we just added a whole lot of acreage to our city. Like, we got a good old boundary. How long do we plan? Like, 8 hours? What?
No, it'll just be in, it depends on how long he talks. Maybe an hour, hour and a half.
When is that, on the 30th?
It'll probably be about 1 o'clock on the 30th.
Can we get a calendar invitation?
I'll send you guys a special invite with some details.
Okay. That's great.
If you want to join me and Gary as I tell him to ruck off into the sunset, it's going to be your opportunity.
Right.
It'll be good times. That's all I have for you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Watcott, anything?
No, I'm glad to see that we're going to open the park finally.
Right?
The regional park.
I know.
Oh, how long have we worked on that project?
Like 4 years. Yeah.
And I know Don's bringing
15 for you.
It's been a while. So that's cool to see that come, together. And in a way that, quite frankly, is in our best interest.
Yes, it is.
Oh, the pool. Is that what you said?
No, the regional park.
The regional park.
The park authority.
Yes.
And I think that's...
That's this Thursday.
Thursday at 2 p.m.
2 o'clock. Yeah. 5 o'clock for fun.
To have, like, yes, we got it.
Yeah.
Poor Don's been living up there with weeds and dirt and dust. And
they're still excelling at growing weeds, I can tell you that. They do a lot better with weeds than they do with turf.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to be coming from a golf tournament.
I think it's going to be
across the street. I won't be
nice to have the park authority making decisions for the park in the coming years ahead.
So we all are the same.
A government agency.
Yeah.
I think it'll serve it better.
That's great.
So I'm happy we were able to make that arrangement.
When does the park authority actually take over?
I think it's, aren't you bringing that forward in July?
It's all in motion. Everything gets recorded and then that's the effective date. And so
we had to wait for substantial completion. There was a term in the language that required that. So Don's been closely monitoring that. And
a lot of stars had to align.
Yeah.
A lot of stars are aligning. Sunil made me
make sure
Sunil needed it done before June 30th, so that we can close the books. And so it's all in motion, all the paperwork. We've signed all the paperwork on our side. We're just waiting for the county to sign all theirs on their side and record the documents.
Awesome.
I just think there's a lot to celebrate with that park, even though, you know, where it's headed into the future, we prepared it well. We'll all be gone, and it'll be functioning in a way that will be meaningful to this city, right? Yeah. And I think that's the key, the way we left it. We got all three Bangor highways under, which was an amazing feat in itself. And I don't know if you've been following the news lately, but West Valley residents have been up in arms about, you know, it moving into a freeway mode up around 4100. And that it's highly densified there with housing, and they're going to take out a lot of houses there. So the neighbors aren't very happy about that one. But I think we did it the right way. You know, that's a good thing to have happen. So lots of good stuff we can point to that we've made as a collective group, you know, decision-wise, that's been helpful for our residents.
Yep. Great. And the lane lines are going in, and the splash park is opening. These are some long-term things. And Pure Sojo is really taking off. These are some long-term projects. It's awesome.
And being down there today and looking at the project and recognizing what Jason's team has been able to do, and I don't know who was totally responsible for the boards that were done.
They're so good.
The artwork.
Rachel had all that up.
Rachel, that was fantastic.
They're so
job.
Good. It
so
looks
good.
So good.
Very well done. That's the first time I'd seen him today, and marvelous work.
Yeah.
I love the story that they tell. If you just follow the boards, it's really fun to see it.
Yeah, cool. I'd love an opportunity for the council to get to go see those again and see what it looks like again.
Let's get a field trip.
I loved that when I walked in today. I went, what? This looks so good.
Yeah, it looked great. And I think we're starting to really generate some momentum with that project. And I think that we're laying the groundwork for the future here in South Jordan. I mean, here we are. I mean, you know. By standards nationwide, we're a small town. In Utah, we're kind of getting to be one of the bigger ones, but we, as a community, are setting the bar for water reuse in our state. And what happens from a regulatory standpoint going forward with the state of Utah, it's going to come from this project. Right. You know? And it was quite rewarding for me, and I'm not trying to be derogatory, but it was rewarding for me to see one of the largest water wholesalers in our state finally come and recognize the value that that program has.
The largest water wholesaler in the state.
Yeah. And they toured that facility today. And, you know, kudos to them for coming and seeing it and looking at it. But I cannot tell you how many times I sat over there in that office and was told, no, Gary, hell no, Gary, and there's the door. So I'm happy, not trying to thumb anybody up or anything, but just to say those kinds of things coming to the end and getting there haven't been just me. I mean, it's your vision. You're capturing the vision, and you're the one policy setting. I can only bring the idea forward. You have to make the decision, right? And we've done it together, and I think that's why I think it was Patrick or said, you know, a lot of people say South Jordan. And it's because we're not afraid to take that step into the darkness, to take that first leap of faith. And we're not afraid to be the pioneers and stumble along the way to break the trail. And I think that's what sets us apart from all these other communities, is these people right here that sit here every day, they're willing to push the envelope and to take that extra leap of faith. And we're going to see dividends for that in the future. And our residents will pay less money over time in the future for things like that. So
that's awesome. By way of note, Jason's going to be presenting on that. Is it the national conference that's coming? The National Reuse Conference?
Yeah, there's the American Water Works Association conference in July here.
Yeah.
National conference.
Yeah. And we'll be putting together a video for that, right? And we just got the clip from the governor endorsing this project. Came in today.
That was going to happen, and we were very excited that he did that.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, I think it was you, Mayor, that even mentioned when we first tried to broach this project with the state, after the regulators kind of wouldn't really talk to us, we went, and I think Governor Cox was the lieutenant governor at the time, and he's the one that really helped us open the doors.
He listened to our message, right?
Yeah, he listened and understood what we were talking about and said, yeah, we've got to move the needle in this area. So pretty cool.
Good. That feels like it was forever ago. A lot of work's been done. It's awesome. Thank you. Anybody else have anything? Mr. Luce, do you have anything for us?
Just one thing real quick to follow up on. I was asked to set up a meeting with Representative Tusher and those council members who can come regarding transportation priorities. He has time on the 26th or 30th. So 26th is... in a few days, 30th, about 10 days out, if my math is correct. Do any of you have time either one of those days? And are there any, he said the next good times, he can pretty make whatever time works on those days. So if we can come to a consensus.
Some days.
Pardon?
I think he works from home some days, and those must be days that he's at home.
So it's next Monday or next Friday.
Do you think we could make it a lunch appointment on the 26th?
Probably. I just need to verify with him, but yeah.
That'll work for me.
You guys could meet with him. I have a UEOC Growth and Transportation Subcommittee meeting that day.
Do you need me there for that one?
I think we're okay.
That's a subcommittee.
Yeah, it's a subcommittee. Okay. But also, I've been in lots of meetings with him about transportation. Okay, I think you guys could be fine.
Mr. Shelton, you've talked with him about this in more detail than I have. Do you think it'd be beneficial? The mayor, would Friday the 30th work for you, or do you have?
Well, it depends on if I'm going rucking, which I don't know if I am.
Well, that's at like 1. We can
ruck after lunch.
Yeah, we can do a light lunch to give you energy to go rucking.
Would a breakfast on the 26th possibly work? Could anybody do that?
So I actually am leaving on the 30th to go to Murfreesboro. The 26th would work for me, and I'm free breakfast or lunch, so I'm trying to be flexible there. So.
I have to be in the office for a meeting that starts at 9.
I'm available either.
I mean, if we could do it a little bit. Could we do the 26th at like 11:30? My Growth and Transportation Subcommittee is at 12:30, and I can join.
Yeah,
that
we could do an early lunch at 11
like
if
I
that
could just
works.
Jump on
Mr.
That
Harris,
to
help.
If we could be done.
Yeah, I can order in. Yeah. So that's intended to work better is just to have food here and go around the table. Mr. Harris, how early can you break away for lunch?
Would 11:30 be possible?
Right at 11:30, and what time do you need? Would 12 be too? It'd be too late at 12, Mayor.
I have a meeting from 12:30 to 2.
Where is your meeting at the Capitol?
I can join it over Zoom, so I can.
Oh, so you can
here.
Just walk to your office.
I can be here and just run in and jump on it. So if you want to do it at 12, and I just bow out early, I can do that. I mean, that's fine.
No. You're the mayor. Let's put you in line first.
Split the difference and say
so
11:45.
Ryan, I'll see if I can. Would 11:45 work? Or?
Yeah, let's split the difference at 11:45.
And I'll just, if you can set me up a room, I'll just zoom in, because I can actually zoom in on this call, and I'll zoom in here so I don't have to drive back.
You just come here whenever you can. We'll find you a place.
Yeah, just get it set up, whatever's going to work. So
awesome.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. I will verify that with him, and assuming his calendar is still open, because he sent that to me a few days ago, I'll verify, or I'll make sure we get Melanie sending out calendar invites.
Okay. Okay. Anything else for us?
No, just as we get through the summer, stuff's already being proposed for legislation, and those conversations are happening. Mayor's on many subgroups and different committees and task force than some of the rest of us are. And so I think the more often we can communicate with our elected officials, the better. I can set those up for individual lunches, for city reach out, or if you guys would like to, we have a budget for that. If you take a legislator lunch, just let me know, and we'll facilitate all of that. But the more contact we can have with our legislators, the better. I had a chance run in, actually, at a Boy Scout camp with Representative Elison, mm-hmm. and so I wouldn't get in trouble with the mayor. I actually, approached him, talked to him for a while, and he said something that was quite interesting. He said, hey, later on this afternoon, because we were both headed different ways to track down, 13-year-olds that were doing what they weren't supposed to. He said, find me, and you can talk my ear off about the city issues. And I said, well, you're up here at camp. You don't need to be bugged about issues here, but we'll make time. He goes, well, that's what I ran for, is to be involved. And I opened myself up to that, so don't ever hesitate. And he has a very tiny part of the city, but yes, he's still one of ours. Mm-hmm. And he's very responsive, and he wants to talk South Jordan. And so as we get those opportunities to say hi, please do so. Take someone to lunch. Tell me about it. We'll get you reimbursed. Do those things, because every little bit expands our reach.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else have anything for us over here? No? Anyone over here? No? Rachel, anything? Okay. Okay. By way of note, just FYI, as an aside, Speaker Wilson reached out to see if he could come and bring one of his House leadership staff members this Friday to visit with me and to chat and see how things are going here in the city. And that's never happened before. And so I think it's a great opportunity to be able to talk about what we're doing. He's pretty aware. Everybody's aware of what we're doing. People are having South Jordan's leadership in so many different arenas. People are aware of, it's not like he doesn't realize what's happening here. But I appreciate the opportunity to sit down one-on-one with him and talk about priorities that we have. So FYI, I'll be meeting with him on Friday. So, and unless there's anything else, I will ask if we have a motion to adjourn.
Where's Tamara when we need her?
I'll move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 We are adjourned.